Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 26th. In a glance at headlines about animals around the state, the town of Berthoud became the only municipality in Colorado to ban the sale of dogs from puppy mills. According to the Denver Post, on Tuesday, town trustees voted 6-0. To approve an ordinance banning the sale of dogs from inhumane breeding facilities. Town board members and animal rescue advocates hope Berthoud will send a message across the state and the country. Residents from across northern Colorado gathered in the Berthoud Town Hall on Tuesday night for the vote on the ordinance, several holding rescued dogs in their laps. They applauded when the vote was made. Though Berthoud does not have any pet stores, it is growing and such businesses might someday move into town. If and when they do, they will not be able to sell animals bred in inhumane circumstances. According to advocates, 99% of the dogs and cats sold in pet stores come from what have been described as puppy mills. The ordinance allows responsible breeders, and it promotes adoption of rescue pets. The vote on Tuesday was made routinely, without public comment or much discussion by the board, passing wording that had been approved by the Humane Society of the United States. It was met with smiles, applause, and hopes for continued momentum. One other small town in Colorado, Fountain, previously approved a similar ordinance, though that board exempted the only pet store in town and has since removed it from the books. And in another headline from the Denver Post, a trail in Jefferson County is closed after a fight between two mountain lions left one dead and another injured. On Monday afternoon, Jefferson County Open Space tweeted that Chavez Trail in Genesee Park, just northwest of the Bison Overlook along Interstate 70, was temporarily closed due to mountain lion activity. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials said two mountain lions got into a fight along Chavez Trail. One mountain lion died in the fight, and the other was injured. Parks and Wildlife is recommending that the trail stay closed for 3 days as a precaution because the injured mountain lion may be more aggressive. That animal has not been located and remains on the loose. Across the state, there have been 60 mountain lion sightings since April, including one earlier Tuesday in Centennial. Wildlife officials say if you encounter a mountain lion, do not run away. Stand your ground and make yourself bigger and make a noise to scare the animal away. In a related story, it's that time of year for mother deer, who are giving birth to fawns. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminds residents and visitors to be wary of does at this time of year. From a press release, mother deer are very protective when their fawns are vulnerable to predators or other perceived threats. If you see a fawn, the mother is sure to be close by. Do not approach a fawn and never pick one up. Does often stash their youngsters while they're off feeding, but they do not abandon fawns. If you see one laying in the grass off a trail, it is doing just fine. Do not pick it up. Deer are abundant in cities and towns throughout Colorado. In urban areas, people often come close to deer in parks, along trails, and in open space areas. For the first several months of their lives, fawns stay close to their mothers for protection and nourishment. A mother deer is very wary of people who get close to her young and can attack. The deer's perception of a threat goes even higher when it sees a dog. Every year there are close calls or attacks when people are out walking dogs and wildlife have young nearby. When you see a deer, especially when young are nearby, steer clear and give them plenty of room. If you are walking your dog, keep it on a leash. If you are concerned about a wild animal, do not touch it or pick it up. Instead, call the closest Colorado Parks and Wildlife office or local animal protection services. From the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a Paonia activist last week testified in Washington, D.C. in support of a bill that would significantly change the Bureau of Land Management's oil and gas leasing program. Pete Kolbenschlag spoke at a House Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources hearing in favor of H.R. 3225, the Restoring Community Input and Public Protection in Oil and Gas Leasing Act, sponsored by U.S. Representative Mike Levin, Democrat of California. The act would rescind Trump administration actions shortening and in some cases eliminating public comment periods on oil and gas leasing decisions. It would raise the onshore oil and gas royalty rate, lease rental fee and minimum lease bid amount, and require companies to pay a fee to nominate lands for leasing, among other measures. Kolbenschlag spoke Tuesday night at the meeting of the Paonia Town Council as well, seeking local support from trustees for the measure. Republican opponents of the act say it would never pass in the Senate, and even if it does, it would never get signed into law by President Trump. And finally today, in headlines from the Montrose Daily Press, the body of a 16-year-old Naderita youth was discovered Monday morning in the wreckage of a vehicle that is assumed to have crashed the night before. Tad Sickles, identified Tuesday by the Montrose County Coroner, Dr. Thomas Canfield, was the lone occupant of the 1993 Toyota 4Runner that troopers found off the side of Colorado 145 early Tuesday. Sickles was last seen Sunday, June 23rd, and did not return home that night, according to the Colorado State Patrol. The preliminary investigation indicated the teen was northbound on the highway near mile marker 115 when he traveled into a left curve, went off the right side of the roadway, and plunged down an embankment. The vehicle rolled, throwing Sickles, who was not wearing a seatbelt. Cause and manner of death are pending the investigation and autopsy results. And in more wildlife news, according to the Montrose Daily Press, a jury on Tuesday convicted John Joseph Miller of several wildlife offenses related to the illegal killing of a bear in 2017. On September 2nd of that year, Miller shot a mother bear with a bow and arrow and abandoned her, leaving her two cubs to fend for themselves. Miller was convicted of felony destruction of wildlife and aggravated animal cruelty. As well, the jury returned guilty verdicts on two misdemeanor animal cruelty counts, one count each of hunting big game without a license, illegal possession of wildlife, failure to locate wounded game, and failure to dress game. And that was your regional newscast for Wednesday, June 26th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.